We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Yayin Nesach, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel, V'zeh Bechinas Kiddush Sho'omrim Al Hayayin Daika. And this is the concept of the fact, just for a moment, we'll mention something short. We said Yayin is 70, and we said that Yayin can either be sleep, which is synonymous with death, or Yayin can be Moichin, waking up from sleep, which is life, which is described as 70 years. Yemei Shnei Senebem Shivim Shana. 70 years is a lifetime. That's what the Torah says. It's brought also in the Sifrei Kabbalah that in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, we know that Hashem's names have all kinds of different formats. One of the formats is Milui, where you take the letter and you write it as a word. The letter Yud is not written just as one letter, it's written as a word, Yud Vav Dalet. Hey is spelled either Hey Yud or Hey Hey or Hey Aleph. And the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, correspond to the different spheroids, the different midos. It's brought that the letters Yud and Kei correspond to Chochmah and Bina. Now it's brought that in the Milui, when we write those two letters, B'Milui, Yud and Kei, represent Chochmah and Bina. And Hashem's, those letters Yud and Kei correspond to two of the miluim of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The whole name Yud Kei Vav Kei can be written in four different formats. One that equals 72, one that equals 63, one that equals 45 and 52, depending on how you spell the milui. For example, when I write Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud, its bigamatria is 72. That's one of the miluim. The second milui, Sug, is exactly the same, but the Vav, instead of writing Vav Yud Vav, it's spelled Vav Vav. It's spelled Vav Aleph Vav. So it's instead of a Yud, the Yud is being replaced with an Aleph, which is nine less. So instead of 72, it's 63. It's Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud. So the Meforshim bring that these two miluim of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which correspond to Chochmah Bina, which is the Moichin, have in them seven Yuds. The letter Yud appears seven times, like the word Yayin. And the term Yayin, which represents His Oiris Hashem, which represents Moichin, like we're going to see now, we make Kiddush on Friday night, we bring in the Shabbos with wine. That Yayin draws its power, Bigdusha, from those seven Yuds of Ov and Sog, which represent Moichin. So again, the Yayin can go either way. If you're Zoicha, it's Roish. If you're Zoicha, your Yayin is plugged into those seven Yuds, which are Chochmah Bina, which is Moichin. If a person drinks wine the wrong way, to excess, or not associated with a mitzvah, with Shabbos, Yontif, a wedding, a specific mitzvah, then the Yayin is the opposite. It's plugging in, it's connecting itself to the 70 nations, which is the opposite of Kiddusha. V'zeh b'chinas Kiddush sho'omrim al hayayin daika. Now we could understand why we make Kiddush specifically on wine. Ki Shabbos hu b'chinas his oirarus hasheno. Because Shabbos is a concept of waking up from sleep, coming out of sleep. Ki sheishes yemei achol hem b'chinas sheno. The 6 days of the week, we're talking on a spiritual level here now, spiritually. The 6 days of the week represent sleep, spiritual sleep. Kihem sheishes yemei hamaisa, because they're called the 6 days of work, of action, asiya. Bechinas asiya, the avdus. We said the avodim got 9/10 of sleep, right? Sheishes yomim tavoy. The 6 days are avoida, asiya, sleep. Bechinas choymer, referring to physical matter, gashmius. Shu bechinas shena kanal. Ki tisha chelke shena not lo avodim kanal, because 9 measures of sleep the avodim took. V'shabbos koidesh hu bechinas hisoyrarus hashena. Whereas Shabbos represents waking up from sleep. That's when a person cuts their connection to the Asiya, and they can float. They take off their cement shoes, and now I can fly, I can go high, I can connect spiritually to Hashem. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas das u'moichin ki yadua. Because Shabbos represents a very high level of das and moichin. Every person who keeps Shabbos gets a neshama yisera. What is a neshama yisera? An extra neshama means extra brains. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, "V'nishmas shakai tevinim." The neshama is tvuna, sechel. On Shabbos, a person has a much higher level of spiritual sechel than they have during the weekdays. Kishesh yisimei amayse shebahem oisim v'oivdin kol amalochois. Ze b'chinas ksilus, b'chinas sheino, b'chinas estalkus amayichem. The 6 days of the week when a person is doing all kinds of work, that's the concept of foolishness, sleep, lack of moichen of kedusha. Bechinas shotu ha'om v'loktu. As the pasuk says, that the people went out during the 6 days of the week or to search for the man, it says shotu ha'om v'loktu. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, bishtusa, with foolishness. K'mo shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh. V'shabbos hi shvisa v'naicha. Whereas Shabbos is a time of rest. Rest from work. Hepech bechinas avdus. The opposite of avdus. Work. Slavery. Bechinas hisoirus hashen. It's the concept of waking up from sleep. Bechinas das. Kamei shekosuv. Lo das. Ki ani Hashem ekadishchem. Hashem says, I'm giving you the mitzvah of Shabbos to inform you, to enlighten you that I am sanctifying you. So imagine the world we live in, this cuckoo world, where the Yetzirah makes it, that people know, what do you do on Shabbos? Shabbos, you have a contest to see who can sleep more. Wow, I went to sleep right after the meal on Friday night and I slept for 12 hours. Then I went to shul and I came home from shul. We ate in a half hour and went back to sleep for another 6 hours. And I missed mincha or I just made it. People don't realize that if there's any day that you want to be awake, it's Shabbos. Even though the Gemara says, Shena b'Shabbos Tainug, that sleep on Shabbos is one of the pleasures of Shabbos, that means the right amount of sleep, the right kind of sleep. It says that for those people who are learning full-time during the week, on Shabbos they can take a little break, they can take it in. But for those people who during the week they don't get a chance to learn that much, Shabbos is when they're supposed to roll up their sleeves and dive in and really learn much more, that kind of thing. People don't realize it sometimes. One of Rab Nosson Zal's students, Rab Nachman Chirin Zal, who's the author of many of the Breslov Sforim, Parbois Lechach, and others, he saw that Rabbeinu Zal writes so much about the greatness of Shabbos, he decided to write an entire sefer to take all of Rabbeinu Zal's shiurim, the Holy Kutimran, and show how every single thing Rabbeinu Zal speaks about is tied into Shabbos. So he wrote this sefer, Yikoro de Shabbat, or the preciousness of Shabbos, taking every chapter in Likut Imran and all the different items that are listed there, Tikkun HaBris, Taivas Momed, connecting it all to Shabbos. So they say that after he finished writing that sefer, he couldn't sleep anymore on Shabbos. Period. It was beyond him. Like he couldn't bring himself to lay down from when Shabbos began, you know, from Friday afternoon till Moitzoy Shabbos. So somebody once asked him, you know, how do you do it? He said, what do you mean? It's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. We're supposed to guard the Shabbos. V'shamru. A guard has to stay up. Shomer has to be awake. You can't go to sleep. If we're shomer Shabbos, shomer means to be awake. V'yalkein oimrim b'knisas Shabbos. His oiri. Uri, shir daberi. And this is why in the Tefillah of Lechadoidi, in the Song of Lechadoidi that we say, that was given to us by the great Tzaddik Reb Shlomo Alkabitz, who is buried in Tzvas. So in that song, Lechadoidi, one of the outstanding stanzas that we sing there is, Hisoiri, Hisoiri, wake up, wake up. And then we say again, Uri, Uri, wake up, Shir Daberi, give forth song. And we mentioned previously that the Gemara says, Ein shir el ha'yayin, that shir is with wine. Ki oz hu bechinas his oirus hashena, because Shabbos is a time of waking up from the spiritual sleep. Ki b'Shabbos meirin kol hashivim ponum la'Torah, because it's on Shabbos that all 70 faces of the Torah, all 70 lights of the Torah, all 70 interpretations of the Torah are lit up. Ki b'Shabbos nitna Torah, because the Gemara tells us that the Torah was given on Shabbos. There's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? And the Gemara has a whole discussion about that. But the Gemara says everybody agrees that it was given on Shabbat. That's for sure. So the Torah was given on Shabbos. So Shabbos is when you feel the full experience of Torah, all shivim ponim shel Torah. V'al kein zoichen b'Shabbos lehoras ponim. And this is why on Shabbos, the Jewish people are zoichet to heoras ponim, to this light of the face. Kaviyoch, the light of Hashem's face. Like we say, Yoer Hashem pono ve'lecho, the heoras ponim of Hashem. And that our faces are glowing and shining on Shabbos, differently from during the week. Kemoi shomru b'medrash, as the medrash says, on the posuk vayivorech elikim es yoyim ha-shvi, Hashem blessed the seventh day with what? Berchoi beklastar ponim. Hashem blessed it with a beautiful face. Ein ponov shel odom b'choil doim elishel Shabbos. It says that a Jew's face is different during the weekdays than it is on Shabbos. And in fact, it's known. I remember one of the stories that I heard when I first came to Breslov. There's a rabbi, a great tzaddik, who wrote the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim. He's known for that Sefer, one of the Hasidic Sforim, Be'er Mayim Chaim. And he also wrote the Sefer Siduroi Shel Shabbos. This Sefer is one of the outstanding Sforim that speaks about and explains the greatness of Shabbos. And they said about this tzaddik that if you saw him on Shabbos, he was a completely different person. He looked totally different. So there was a man that once decided he's got to see this for himself. He's heard it. He don't believe this, you know. So sure enough, he goes. He spends Shabbos with this rabbi. And then after Shabbos, he was supposed to have a meeting with him. Moitzoi Shabbos, he was supposed to have a meeting with him. So he waits. He had to wait. There were other people there. He comes in after Shabbos, you know, to the room to meet him. So he asks the person there, where's the rabbi? He says, it's me. He looks at him, and then suddenly it hit him. It really hit him that he didn't recognize him. He himself did not recognize this rabbi from what he saw him a few minutes ago on Shabbos at Suda Shlishit. And he saw him after Shabbos, completely different person. On him it was noticeable because he had invested so much. He had written this Sefer all about Shabbos. So he was one of the people who really felt and reflected the greatness of Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos hu b'chinas he'oras ponim. Because Shabbos is an aspect of this glow of the face. Shehu b'chinas his'oirus ha'sheina. Which is the concept of waking up from sleep. We know when a person's asleep, their face has that pale look. Person wakes up, one of the first things they want to do is wash their face, that the face shines, to wake up the face. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what we say in the special Maimar HaZohar HaKodesh that we say on Friday night, Kigavna, those who daven Nusach Sfarad, it says there, V'anpo nihirin b'nihiru ilo, and the face shines with a heavenly light. Hainu b'chinas horas ponim. This is the horas ponim of Shabbos. This is that shivim ponim of Kedusha. V'al kein b'knisas Shabbos mekachin al hayayin daiko. This is why when we bring in the Shabbos, we make Kiddush on wine specifically. V'oimrem olo v'yechulu. And what do we do on the wine? We do two things. First of all, we make a bracha, a special bracha of Kiddush Shabbos, Asher Kiddushonu, B'mitzvoysa, V'tzivonu, V'rotzavonu, V'shabbaska, all about Shabbos. But before that, we recite a paragraph from the Torah. Vayechulu Hashemayim V'oretz, we recite a short story from the Torah. The story, the last chapter of creation, that's what we recite on Friday night as part of the Kiddush. Voimer Molo Vayechulu. We recite the Vayechulu. Ze Bechinas Hisoyerus Hasheino Aliedei Sipure Maisius. That's an example of being woken up from sleep through stories. We had learned before, Rabbeinu Zal said, that people say that when you want to put somebody to sleep, you tell them a story, a bedtime story. And I say just the opposite, that when a person is sleeping spiritually and you want to wake the person up, the thing that's most inspiring is stories, the right kind of story. In fact, Rabbeinu Zal himself said that when he was a child, what gave him the rocket fuel to start off so, so powerful was the fact that he grew up in the house of the Baal Shem Tov. His parents lived in the where the Baal Shem Tov used to live, in Mezhebush. And that was a meeting place. The students of the Baal Shem Tov, when they used to come to visit the kever of the Baal Shem Tov in Mezhebush, that's where they would congregate. They would gather in the house of the Baal Shem Tov, and they would tell over stories of their rabbi. And Rabbeinu Zal, as a child, heard those stories, and he said that that's what inspired him and gave him tremendous desire to want to be a tzaddik, to want to be very, very holy and very great. These Sipurei Maisius. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the reciting of Vayechulu on Friday night is an example of waking up ourselves and our family through a story. We're telling them the story, the grand finale of the story of creation. Ki b'Shabbos tzrichin l'sader al hakois sipur maisa bereishis. Because on Shabbos, we organize on the cup, on this cup of wine, over this cup of wine, we recite the completion of this, the story of the completion of creation. Shebora Hashem Yisborach kol abriya b'sheishes yimei ha'maisa. And we tell over that Hashem created the entire, made the entire creation during the 6 days of Asiya. V'shovas b'Shabbos, and he rested on the Shabbos. Vayideze malin u'mekashrin kol habriya shel kol sheishes yimei ha'maisa lebechina Shabbos shehu hamoyach v'hachius shel kol ma'isa bereishis. And by telling that story, that last paragraph, we're connecting the 6 days of creation, the 6 days of Asiya. We had learned earlier, Asiya is a concept of Avoida, Avdus. Asiya, to make, and La'avo, to work, are similar in concept. That's again the concept of Shena. The Sheishes Yemei HaMaisa are a concept of Avdus, sleep. We're taking that and plugging it into the seventh day, which is the brain center, the Moichen, the Das. Shabbos is the Moichen and Das, the Moichen and Chiyus of all 7 days of creation. Shezeu ikur bechinas hisoirus hashena. This is the essence of waking up from sleep. This is a perfect example of coming out of the sleep. Because when does a person come out of sleep? When his consciousness is turned on. Ki bechinas hoasiya shebechol maisa bereishis ze bechinas shena. Because the work, the activity of the 6 days of creation, that's all a concept of Shena, spiritual sleep. Just like we find, there's a chapter in Likut Imran, if I'm not mistaken, it's chapter 35, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about different things. He speaks about Moichen, a person advancing his intelligence, everything. And Rabbeinu Zal says, but we know that a person, in order to be able to keep advancing, they have to take a break. They have to have off time, downtime. The Gemara says, "Pa'omim bitula shel Torah zui kiyuma." Sometimes taking a break from Torah is what establishes the Torah, because a person comes back new and refreshed. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that there are a few different examples of this taking a break. One example is sleep. Person goes to sleep. Another example is work. Masa umatan be'emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there through psukim that going to work is also an aspect of sleep compared to intense study of Torah. Person who's using his brain to really study Torah with intensity, he takes a break by going out to work, and then he comes back energized, refreshed. Now he's ready for another round of high-intensity Torah. A third example is Limud Pashtei Oraisa. Rabbeinu Zal says, learning a simpler part of the Torah. Learning Gemara Rashi, let's say, for a person who's studying Kabbalah, who's studying Gemara Be'iyun, Shulchan Aruch, high intensity, when that person closes the Shulchan Aruch and he switches to doing Chumash and Rashi, or he switches to doing, you know, Gemara Be'kiyas, that's like taking a nap. For him, that's a form of Shena to ease up in order to be ready for another round of high intensity. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that the 6 days of the week, compared to Shabbos, Shabbos is the most intense and highest level spiritual experience that the person has of the whole week. So the 6 days of the week, in comparison, are a bechina of Shena. וכשממשיכים לתוכוי דעס וחיוס, and when we draw into the 6 days of the week, the דעס and the spiritual life, שהוא בחינס שבס, שהוא השביסה מנו עשייה, which is the rest from the work, על ידי זה נסעורים כל מי סבראשיס, this wakes up and this inspires everything that was created during the 6 days, Va'olin lemala, and all of them are elevated. They all receive a tremendous elevation when we plug them into Shabbos through the and we draw the das and chias of Shabbos. That elevates everything from the 6 days of the week. Just like Rabbi Nizal says in the chapter in the Kutim Ran, that the mitzvahs that a person does during the 6 days of the week, those mitzvahs don't really have the rocket fuel that they need to be able to get up to where they have to go to. But when Shabbos comes, Rabbi Nizal shows through Psukim, Shabbos is the raglin, the tikkun raglin. Shabbos puts feet and shoes on those mitzvahs to give them the ability to run, to go up to where they have to get to, you know, to show up on the scoreboard, to accomplish what the person needs to accomplish. So Rabbi Nizal says, Rabbi Nosanzal says here, Ali Dezeh Nisoyer in Kol Maisa Bereshis Voilan Lamala. Ki ha-chomer v'ho-asiyo nishapech v'nizbate lebechinas ruchnis. Because the physical matter and all the physical work that we did during the 6 days of the week now gets converted and plugged into a bechina of ruchnis. It's plugging into Shabbos. Shehu bechinas ha-chiyus v'ha-moichin shenim shecholo. And thereby it's drawing moichin, it's drawing seichel, it's drawing holiness on him. The Gemara says, mi she-torach be'erev Shabbos will have what to eat on Shabbos. If a person's purpose for working during the week is to be zoicha to have a Shabbos, then when Shabbos comes, Shabbos elevates everything he did during those 6 days of the week. It's all nichlal in Shabbos. And Shabbos puts a bracha on it. Shabbos puts chiyas and moichin into it. This is what the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal tell us, that all the different worlds are elevated, go up on Shabbos from their usual position. The position that the Olam HaBriya and the Olam HaYetzirah, these different worlds have during the 6 days of the week, on Shabbos, all of them get bumped up. Shekol ha'olamos kulon nisoyrin v'oylen lemalo lemalo al yedei b'chinas hisoyrus hashena. Through this wake-up call that's taking place on Shabbos, everything wakes up, everything jumps up and takes a leap. Shehu b'chinas das u'moichin. This hisoyrus hashena is a concept of a shining of das and moichin. Shehu hachiyus, which is spiritual life. And that's what brings about the elevation of everything in creation. As Rabbi Nizal explains in Torah Samech and Likut Imran, that this halach is based on. Now you'll understand why when we're bringing in the Shabbos, we tell Sipurei Maaseis. We give a shir in Sipurei Maaseis to the family. We tell them vayechulu. Shezeu b'chinas ha-kiddush al ha-kois. This is the kiddush that we're making over the cup of wine. K'al-yidei sipur ma'isa bereishis b'Shabbos, because by telling over the story of creation on Shabbos, d'haynu shomrim vayechulu al ha-kois, we're saying vayechulu over a cup of wine. U'mesaprim she'os Hashem yizborach malachtoi b'sheishis hima ma'isa. We're telling over that Hashem did all of this work during the 6 days of work. Veshovas b'yom hashvi, and he rested on the seventh. Ayidei ze malin u'me'orin kol ma'aseh bereishis mibechinas sheino v'asiyah. By doing that, we elevate and we wake up the whole action of creation from the level of sheino and asiyah. U'malinoison u'mekashanoison lebechinas hadas. We elevate it and we plug it into moichin and das. Shehu b'chinas hachius, which is the battery. That's the battery. Just like you have the 7 lower spheroids and the 3 upper spheroids. The 7 lower spheroids correspond to the 7 days of the week. The weekday, the body, the chomer, the guf. The three upper spheroids are Moichin, Seichel, and that's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos, we get a Neshama Yisera, and a Neshama Yisera means additional brain power. We mentioned the Pasuk, V'nishmas Shakai Tevinim. The Neshama gives Tevuna, Seichel. When we put on tefillin in the morning, we say, Shahaneshama Shebemoichi, Imshar Chushai V'koichoisai, that the Neshama is the brain. So if Shabbos is Neshama Yisera, it means it's Moichin Yiserim. And on Shabbos, we have the ability to plug the 6 days of the week, the Asiya, to plug it into this Moichin and Das. Kshehu Bechinas Hasipur. That's the concept where we're being Mekasher, the Maisa Bereshus, to the Sipur. We mentioned earlier, Sipur, when you're telling something over, you do it with your mouth. And the mouth is the speaker system for the brain. You have the pasuk mipiv das usvuna. From a person's mouth, you get a look at what's in his brain, if he's talking sensibly. So therefore, when we say sipur maise, the term sipur refers to the moichin, as we mentioned earlier. The maise is the asiya, the sheishes himei maise, the shena. Ki hadibur nimshach mehadas, ki hadibur hanimshach mehadas, who shoyresh hachius shall call my sabreshes, because the dibur which comes from das, that's the source of energy for all my sabreshes. Kemo shenema, as the pasuk says, bidvar Hashem shomayim nasu. It's with Hashem's words, with speech, that Hashem created the heaven and earth. That's the energy, the battery cell for the whole the world is the dvar Hashem, the dibur. And that's why this is what brings about waking up from sleep. By telling a story. One example of that is the kiddush that we make on Friday night. We're elevating the Maisa. Maisa means Asiya, the 6 days of the week. We're elevating it to Das, which is Dibur, which is Sipur. Lesaper is to speak, to tell over. Exactly. All of this is accomplished on Shabbos through the kiddush that we make on wine. Nemtza, shehakiddush hu bechinas his oirus hasheno al yidei sipurei maisis. So this ceremony of kiddush that we make on Friday night on wine is a major production of waking people up from sleep, spiritual sleep, through sipurei maisis. V'alkein tzrichen lo yimra kiddush al hayayin. And that's why the kiddush has to be made on wine. Ki daiko al yidei hayayin malin sheishes himei amaisa u'me'oira renoison mebechinas asiya v'sheino lebechinas es oiros hasheino. Because it's through wine that we have the ability to elevate the 6 days of work and elevate, inspire them, take them from the level of work and sleep to the level of waking up from sleep, coming out of sleep. Ki hayayin kolul mishteya bechinas. Now, because as we said earlier, wine is a switch hitter. Wine can go either way. Wine can put a person to sleep, or wine can take a person out of sleep. Wine can give a person expanded consciousness. Moichen of kedusha. We mentioned the Gemara says chamra varechni pikhin. Wine and besamim give a person pikhus. They open up the person's mind. And when you want to be mamtik a din, you have to go to the source of the din, to the root of the din, to be mamtik it. So wine, which is red, which is midas hadin, which is death, which is sleep. Sleep is a 60th of death. Wine, which is all of these negative things, when we want to make the tikkun for sleep, we go to the wine. We take the wine and we're mekadesh the wine. We make kiddush on the wine. We sanctify it. We plug it into Shabbos, which is the highest kiddusha. V'alkein daiko al yidei hayayin mamtikim bechinas hu asiyo v'hashena. And therefore, it's specifically through this wine of kiddush that we sweeten, we're mamtik the din, the midas hadin, from the asiyah, from the 6 days of the week, from the sleep. And we elevate the whole 6 days of the week, the whole creation, mibechinas shena lebechinas isoyrus hashenam, from going from a status of being asleep to being totally awake. V'al kein, now Rav Nosson Zal says, now let's address another famous statement in the Gemara. V'al kein sheina b'shabbos tainug. And this is why the Gemara says, sleep on Shabbos is an extraordinary pleasure. Obviously, as we mentioned earlier, when it's limited, when a person does it properly, not a person who buries the Shabbos with sleep, chas v'shom. We're talking about a person who sleeps the right hours, he goes to sleep, so that he can wake up like a powerhouse, and be able to learn on a much higher level, much higher limudim than he does during the week. Ki hashena shel Shabbos hu bechinas his oirarus hashena. Because just like the wine on Shabbos, just like wine during the weekdays, symbolizes sleep, death. Wine on Shabbos is waking up from sleep. So to sleep during the weekdays is sleep. Sleep on Shabbos is waking up from sleep. It's a spiritual experience. It's an neshama sleep. Bechinas esoyros hashina, bechinas hamtokas hadin b'sharosh edaika, where we're sweetening the din by going to the root of din. We're taking sleep, which is normally associated with exhaustion, tiredness, and a person going to sleep, he's finished. On Shabbos, I'm not going to sleep, I'm finished. I'm just getting started. I'm taking this nap, little nap, to serve as a springboard. This is my diving board. I'm stepping down because as soon as I come out of that sleep, I'm going to be raring to go. I'm going to be learning 100 times as powerful as I do during the weekdays. I'm going to be praying 100 times as powerful. I'm going to be eating better than I do all week. Everything's going to be 100 times better because of that special sleep of Shabbos, which is Hisoyros Hashenom. Exactly. This is the concept of being waking up from sleep through telling stories. Telling stories which is associated with putting people to sleep. And by us, we know there's the flip side of it. The ability to wake a person up, to inspire a person most, you know, by telling him a story.